Welcome back to the Airburn Podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 20. This episode is titled, Blessing. And I know people are like, oh, I thought you were going to take a break or whatever. I also said when I feel led to do it, I will do an episode. So, here we are. So, and I got my fan off, so the audio will be better. So, I wanted to talk about blessings because we tend to pray for stuff, and we end up sometimes ultimately blocking our blessings. And I say that because, you know, I feel like an old prayer that I used to pray, and I guess mixed with a prayer that I say now, also with thanking God of like bringing people into my life and opening doors for me. And I mean that by saying like, sometimes you don't think you're going to come in contact with people, from the past or whatever, you know, and not people that you've done wrong or anything either. Like good past memories, whatever. So I'm going to talk about that sort of and make sure and people are prepared, like when they're praying for something that they know, because back in the day or even now, like, but I used to hear back in the day all the time, God answers either yes, no, or not right now. And thinking back on it, I feel like, you know, that prayer was not right now, honestly, because stuff I was going through, or even being prepared. So I feel like it was a not right now, but it just came to my mind because, like, let me look at my notes because, you know, I don't want to be rambling. I feel like, you know, don't pray for something you're not ready for. Don't pray for something you're not ready for, because ultimately you could block your blessings and go about it the wrong way, but depending on what it is, honestly, because you could ultimately, I wouldn't even say forget necessarily, we put things in the back of our mind to like suppress it, so we don't have to think about it at all the time or something like that. Depending on what type of like emotion it brings us in. And necessarily you might not be praying for something like that, like per se, to see someone again or anything like that. Well, willingly or hopefully, honestly. Because everybody doesn't pray for the same things. But I'm just using that example because that crossed my mind. And like, even at church, it brought up about the seasons, and you have to sit and wait in the word, sit and wait with God, because you can't rush what he's trying to do in your life and what he has for you. And like my podcast, this is about life, and I talk about, you know, your season, your journey, and life is full of seasons. So I came up with something to compare it to, because this could be your season for blessings. Like, you don't want to block your something that could be probably your Christmas miracle, depending on what it is, depending on what you've been praying for. So it's probably not even in order, because when I wrote it down, I just wrote what I was thinking. Fall is when you're down, like, and I say that because sometimes you're down, like, you're not going to be up all the time. You're not going to be up. Let me take this hat off, because I don't want anybody to think I'm hat fishing. But, and it's getting hot. But, and I don't want to have my fan on to mess with the audio. So, but fall is when you're down. Because sometimes you have to get back up. And, like I said, you're always not going to be up. Everything is not going to be be good for you per se, or not necessarily bad neither, but you have to look on the bright side of things. Cause you're not gonna be down forever. Now, if you look down and be down in the dumps all the time and look at negative things and not let it look at the positive side or the bright side of things, then you're gonna be always down and you're gonna bring other people down with you. So winter is when you stay and wait. And why is that? Because it's usually freezing cold, so you're kind of frozen in the moment and you have to live in that moment what things are going on, because you're slowly getting closer to your blessing and stuff, and things are coming around and changing. So you have to sit and wait, stay in whatever like you're dealing with, and just change is going to happen. You have to believe it is not going to be there forever. Like, it's not always cold. It's not the snow. Like, during winter, the snow is not going to stay forever. Like, so you stay and wait. Some people stay inside. This is your time to read more, get more into your word. Me, more importantly, I have to get back to reading and stuff, not just even on my phone. And not just saying I'm going to do it, actually doing it. Spring is when you bounce back. You're more, like I said, you're not going to be always down. So spring is when you bounce back. You feel like more of yourself, and more things are happening for you, happening for people around you. Because like for me, when I pray for everyone in the world and what they're going through. And I know some people like seem like that's it seems basic, like a basic prayer, but it's more like a generalized prayer, because I'm praying for everybody. Because you don't know everybody's name in the world, do you? No. So you know what I'm saying? And like, I know there's people, some people don't want to pray for certain people because they despise what other people believe in and how they view others. So that's a generalized prayer I pray every time. Pray for everyone in the world, what they're going through. And you got to pray through the good and the bad. So for you to bounce back, you want to see other people bounce back as well. Because it's not all about you and stuff. Like, you're not the only person in the world living or going through stuff. And last but not least, summer. Summer is when you shine the brightest. Like, just when you really feel like yourself, and like things are, I guess it's already going your way, but everything's not going to be perfect. But your skin is glowing, you know, other people can see it. And then you kind of inspire other people, because it's like, dang, they were just like, you know, kind of moping and stuff. Now they're like upbeat. So, and everybody might not get the little explanations of how I did that, but hey, hopefully, it gets somebody kind of understanding of like the different seasons and what season you might be in. No matter if it's actually winter, fall, summer, spring. Because it could happen differently for other people. But you always got to, you know, keep going. Keep motivating yourself. Kind of look at things in different perspective. That's why I guess I did that. To give people a different look or outlook. So you can envision a different outcome to what you're doing. And, of course, do not be like me, because you're blocking your blessings. And I feel like sometimes I have, or sometimes I do, because I'm a person that I care what people think sometimes, to an extent, not always, because I can't say that, because I said I won't curse up here, but I really don't give a care. But you know, it is what it is, and that's all for my notes. But And then it stops you from thinking about what if, like, what if this conversation went this way? Oh, I should have said this, or I should have did this. God is going to align you with stuff that is, that's going to be a part of your purpose. You just have to be aligned with him, aligned with his word and everything. You don't have, this is just like with me in writing. You don't have to write every day or something like that, I say. Like, and you, it's not like, oh, I read for an hour each day. I wouldn't say you necessarily have to do that. I would just read, like, because there's different Bible plans on the app. Like, I would say, if you're like, oh, I don't want to be using my phone, I would say whatever Bible version you have, use that, change the plan to that, and just read along like you used to do in school. Read along with that so you have a better retention of it, honestly. And I've done that before. And it depends, because every Bible plan, like, it depends on what you feel like you need in your life at the time, or what you're dealing with to get you through, get you over the hump. So, I don't know. Some people are blinded, I feel like. I've been blind to stuff, and I'm not, I don't be wanting people to be thinking I'm talking about them. I'm using myself as an example most of the time, because I'll be blinded by stuff. Like, I just, like, you know, I'm like, oh, why did this happen? Like, what is the purpose of this? Like, some things happen for a reason. I truly, really believe that. And sometimes you live in a moment, and then sometimes when you're in the moment, you get carried away. And I say, but not too carried away, but like you're in that moment, but you're making the moment about you. Like, for example, like, I met someone, like I said, I never would think I would see them again, which is crazy. But I don't know, like, God definitely works in mysterious ways, but you have to, you know, when you're praying, you got to remember what you're asking for. Do not ask for something you're not prepared to receive. It's just like, and God is not no genie or Santa Claus or nothing like that, but it's like some, you know, some wish list or whatever, in a way. When you're praying for stuff, you're like, okay, you're very hopeful, you wish for this to happen, but you don't want to be in the crosshairs of it if it actually happened or coming into fruition, and you're not even open to it, or you're even blind to, like, oh wait, this is that prayer. And you know what I mean? So things get more aligned as you go along, as you grow and learn. If you don't learn yourself, then you can't, like, adjust and make, you know, realize, like, okay, this is what I do. Like I said, I explain myself sometimes, because I be worried about what people think sometimes. So I over explain sometimes like that. And I shouldn't do that. Like, there's no point in that. I guess people would think what they want to think, but, you know, I think I'd be just, like, trying to get ahead of the curve. I'm like, nah, so, like, you know, I know what you might be thinking, but this is what it is. Like, this is what I was thinking, you know, but, we'll see. It's all a part of the journey, I feel like. I don't think it was a mistake running into that person at all. Some people know, some people don't. But, And then over time, like, even sometimes, like, it's some people I haven't even seen in a long time, and I've seen them. It's like I needed to see them. So it could be that. Because I done ran into old teachers and stuff. Like, I'm talking about real good teachers. You remember them, like, because they made an impact on your life. And I think stuff like that, like, when you're going into some type of job or whatever, you want to make some type of impact in life. I think everybody aspires that in a way. You want to be remembered for something. Like, and teachers, I mean, over the years, I feel like have been doing that. Certain teachers, not all teachers. some teachers remembered for great things. Some teachers are remembered, you know, for doubting someone or talking to someone in a terrible manner. And you don't want to be like that. But I feel like, yeah, people aspire to be like that in their job fields. Or even some aspiration or dream that they have, they want to be remembered for something. You want to make an impact on someone's life, no matter how many people it is, you know. Like they said, like I seen this TikTok, people want like 1,000 followers and 50K followers, whatever. But 20 likes, that's a big thing, like on a video or something. Because, you know, imagine, like they said, imagine... What is it? I don't know. What is it? 20 people gave you like $10 or something. Or like even 5. That mean that's something. Or what is it? Imagine if those same people shared it with 20 other people. I mean, you did something. I feel like somebody know the video you created. You know, it didn't go on unnoticed. Like some people feel like they haven't been seen or something like that, or they want to be seen. But I think it's about just being heard. It depends on what message you're trying to put across, because there's lots of different things on that app. And I only say that because this video part, some of these videos are probably going to go on TikTok, because I've been sharing lately my TikTok shorts that this Riverside has created for me to call Magic Clips. But prepare yourself for something greater. Don't settle for anything. Just because, you know, you're like, oh, because you're hopeful, because you've been praying for something, the thing could be right in front of you, and you can't even realize it. You don't notice it because you're not in the moment. You're not living through the moment. You're making the moment about yourself, and there's gonna be probably many moments that you might mess up, but hey. You're still living. It's still you're still on your journey, learning, making yourself better. Don't beat yourself up too much about things. And you know, I'm talking to myself too, because like, you know, like sometimes I overthink, and I'm like, man. And I think that's why I explain myself sometimes. So, live for the next day, or. Live in that moment of the day, because tomorrow is always going to come, whether you're ready or not. The blessing's going to come, and you need to make sure you're ready for that, because you don't want to block your blessings at all, no matter what level of blessings it is that you consider. You don't want to block them. A lot of people do that every day, and some of us, you know, we don't do it on purpose. And we don't realize it in the moment, until afterwards. So, keep living your best life for you, to the utmost capabilities that you have, inspire people, uplift people, be positive, be a light to others, in this world, that's full of darkness, you know, because people love living in the darkness. They don't want to see others shine, and they block them up, their cells from shining. So hey, love on somebody. Make sure you love yourself, or nobody will. I don't know. And for the people, like, they'll be like, oh yeah, I don't have a relationship with God, like, in a way, I don't know, you should start somewhere. Because nobody's perfect. We're not living some unmistakable life. Like, oh, I never made a mistake. Or, you know, I'm holier than thou. No. You're constantly learning. Rome wasn't built in a day. So keep pushing forward. Never give up. All because you had a bad day or a bad moment. Things happen. That's just your outtakes or your bloopers. For your final film of your life, you know. Just make sure you prepare for the shining moments. All right. Y'all be blessed.